And so he pulled the armor off and he went. And when he started towards Goliath, he picked him up five smooth stones from the brook and put him in a shepherd bag and had it slain. And when Goliath saw David, now this is, he laughed at him. The Bible says he disdained him. He laughed at him. This is best y'all could do. This is the best y'all could do. Send me a little old lad like this. I'm going to take this little fella and I'm going to show him, make an example out of y'all. Better, so y'all learn, don't embarrass me like this. Hello? And so he started, and he, when he saw David, he went, ha, 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 just laughing. And in those days, they said he wore a helmet, and they had this little flap, you know, to protect the forehead when it was, and they could lay it back so, you know, they could see better and all of that stuff. And so when he started laughing, this is what history tells us. When he started laughing, he went, ha, ha, ha. And that's when that flap went back. And that's rock. And David slung through that rock and hit him right there in the forehead. And knocked him to the ground. And David ran and stood up, took his sword, stood up on him, cut his head off. And stood up on him. And if you read it closely, you find out David not only killed Goliath, he killed a lot of those Philistines. And boy, when he start killing all those Philistines, here come Israel army running. He done put a whooping on him. David grabbed that head up. He walking around with that head in his hand. He took it, put it in his closet, and hung his arm up in his closet for his victory. And Saul got jealous of what they started saying about David. If you read down through there. And they started singing, Saul has killed his thousand. And David had killed 10,000. And so he was under, or he was threatened by that. And David was good at playing the harp. Read the story. And when he would play the harp, because Saul had evil spirits troubling him, and those spirits were leaving. But one time David playing the harp, he got so upset, he threw a javelin at him, and he missed him. And David had to flee for his life. I'll tell you all that to get to this. And the young man had to live in caves and dens and rocks. And not only that, he had to live that way. Saul would not only, he chased after David. He was obsessed to kill the young man. Amen. And anyway, David got away. And living that way, he would flee from one place to another. Saul would try to come find him. And one time Saul encamped by the cave. He didn't know David was in that cave. And amen. And so he came out. David came out. He and him and his armor bearer, right hand man. He went in while Saul was asleep. He went into Saul's camp, cut just a little piece of his garment robe off, took his And David, after he had cut a piece of his robe off and got back and took his sword, he hollered out, and Saul woke up and his right-hand people, and they saw what had happened. He said, "This is the best kind of protection you can handle. You have, Saul." So what kind of people you have protecting you, to protect you? And here's where I'm going, because David ran, and there were some men that started John and David, and they became David men. And he had, and they started joining up with David because they had some problem too. And he got up to 600 men. And so this, if you read the chapter prior to this one, you'll find out David had went to Achish, who was a king there, who was in charge of the Philistine, because he had lords. And they let him stay, and he proved himself to be for several years, and he calls Achish and where he stayed, because Saul didn't really know where he was. But the time came for, I don't know how war starts, but the time came for the Philistine to meet the Israelite to fight. Well, David would go and fight with them. Then the Lord said, we can't have this because we don't know he's an Israelite. And he's trailing us too. You got to tell him to go back. We're not going to allow this. And so Achish was kind of hurt over because David had proved to be a friend to him. Never done anything wrong, but always blessed him, always helped him, and made things better for him. And so Achish said, "Well, our Lord said of the Philistine, you can't go. You have to go back." So David didn't. He said, "What have I done?" He said, "They just don't trust you. I'm using my word. They don't trust you. They think you're an enemy to them." So David went back. He said, "You get up early in the morning. You go on your way." So when David went back, he got to Ziklag, and Ziklag had been burned. The families, his family, his wives, their children, was taken. And they started crying. They cried until there was no more tears to cry. And after they cried, then the men got mad at David, and they wanted to stone him. Boy, that's bad. That's tough. You know, your own people want to stone you. And he said to Abner, I think his name is Abner. He said, "Go get me a ephod. That's a priestly garment. If you don't know what that is, that's a priest, part of a priest garment." That, like a prayer shawl, similar to that, that I may inquire of the Lord. And he did. He got his. And David, and this is what he was, verse 8, if y'all put it back up. This is what verse 8 was talking about. Like I told you Friday night, I'm going somewhere. That's why I'm taking time. Amen. Watch this. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, "Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them?" And he answered him, "Pursue. For thou shalt surely do what? Overtake them, and without what? Recover all."